Good evening to everybody. I give my love to each and every one of you. I'm thankful that the Lord has been good to me and he's given me strength. I want to do what the Lord tells me to do. I'm not the chooser. He is. I shared this message this morning in Wichita. And when I was coming back, well, I think before I left Wichita, the Lord let me know he wanted me to share it here. So I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm just telling on myself. I'm thinking, I need something fresh. But I realize that I'm not the chooser. God is. I'm just a piece of dust, and I have to do his will to be in his favor. So I share this with you all tonight and trust that the Lord will make it a blessing to each one. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, we humble our heart before you in prayer. We ask you, Lord, that you would anoint your word, that you would anoint whatever's said, whatever's done, that it be to your own honor and glory. Lord, we're asking you to keep us and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. The thought tonight is fight. You know, there are some people that are fighters, and there are some that are not fighters. I want to say that naturally speaker, I'm not a fighter. But I remember when somebody in my family, they said to me, you won't fight for yourself, so I'm fighting for you. They felt like I was a pushover. And so that's where they looked at us. And you know, it's okay, I believe, to be humble, to not be a fighter naturally for ourselves. But when we live for God, we all, not just one of us, not a few of us, but all of us must be fighters if we're going to finish this race with victory. Because we have the enemy of our soul constantly, daily, trying to figure out ways, and not trying to figure out ways, but trying to trip us somewhere. He's trying to, he's fighting against us. You know, some young people and older people that not saved, they don't seem to be mind to be on the devil's territory. You might talk to them about it, but they don't realize they're on the territory of somebody that does not like them. You know the devil doesn't like us? There's not one of us that the devil likes, and he's constantly fighting against us, trying to find a way, looking for little places that he can get in, and we have to fight. We have to be willing to fight. You know, sometimes you might feel out of energy. I just don't feel like fighting. I'm tired. Sometimes you're sick, and people get tired of fighting. They want to go home. But as long as the Lord leaves breath in our lives, in our bodies, we're going to have to fight, no matter what. And I was thinking about how that Moses, when he was going out of this world, the devil was right there to contest his relationship with God. And he'd be there with us. If we're not feeling well, or if we're tired or whatever, he's going to contest our relationship with God, and he's going to try his best to find, get in there to claim something. And we have to so live before God on a daily basis that he won't have anything to claim. We have to fight. So I want to encourage us, myself and all of us, to be willing to fight no matter how we feel, no matter how weary we may be. Sometimes we might have problems and we get tired and we want the problem to go away. But we need to fight anyway. So I hope that at the end of this message, that every one of us will get more of a determination to fight the good fight of faith. Let's go now to 1 Timothy 6 and 12. And if you get it before me, please read it.
Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
This is a message to us as the people of God. We've gotten saved, we've given our heart to the Lord, and we profess a good profession. Some of us for many years. You know, I don't mind telling my age, I'm 78, and we can't get to a point because we're of a certain age that we can relax. And we can just glide on into heaven. It really doesn't work that way because the devil is standing right there to contest us and to fight against us. So we need to have courage to fight against the enemy of our souls daily. But sometimes we just have to have encouragement. We need the encouragement. There are times in life, in different situations, where we have to fight, and there are times where we have to have the Lord to fight our battles for us. There are times that way. Sometimes he said in the scripture, I shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Amen. So we don't want to be fighting to preserve ourselves. We want to fight against the things that the enemy would bring against us. It's easy sometimes to fight to defend ourselves. Oh, I didn't mean it. That wasn't what I said. Or, you know, somebody say something about what you said or something you did, and you go around trying to fix that. That's not the kind of fighting the Lord wants us to do. But when the devil comes against us to tempt us, to try to get us to slack off and maybe not be just what the Lord wants us to be, then that's the time to fight. The devil is not our friend. He's our enemy. Let's go to John 10 and 10. We'll settle it that we are fighting against a real devil. Sometimes we don't really maybe want to talk about the devil so much, but we need to talk about it sometime because that's who we're fighting against. That's who we're dealing with. That's the very spirit that will keep us from being successful in the end. So we have to be watchful and prayerful and do all we can in the service of God that we will win the victory.
Cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
You see that? The devil is a thief. He'll take your salvation if you let it. But you know, he can't take it unless you let him. He cannot, because we're in God's hand. And God is going to take care of us. But if we let our guard down, he'll try to figure a way he can. He's a thief. He comes to steal. He comes to kill. And he comes to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundant. Isn't that wonderful to think how Jesus cares for us? And all around Jesus is light and life and energy, positive energy. And then the devil is all destruction and darkness and negative energy. So we want to stay on the Lord's side, don't we? And we want to let him have his way with us. Now let's go to 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9. Says, be sober, be vigilant. You know, sometimes it's kind of easy to kind of be a little lazy, isn't it? Maybe just, I don't feel like getting up. I know I need to get up and pray and read, but I want to lay there. It's easy to be a little lazy, but God doesn't want us to be like that. Let's get up. Use what you have and just go for God. Do everything you can in his service. It says, be sober, be vigilant. That vigilant just makes me think of somebody that's willing to work and willing to do everything they can. I remember my mother, Sister Eva Hartman, and do you know, I talk a lot about her, but she was my example. She just said it before me. She was not a lazy person. She was willing to work with her hands. The only time she got down was when she was 89 years old and she got sick. Before that, she stayed with my sister for a while, and she said she made me work so hard because I had to try to keep my house up or she would do it. She didn't want her doing, when she go to work, she wanted my mother not to, but knowing her, I know she found something to do in that house, no matter how hard she worked. But that's the way she was, full of energy. When she was sick, near death, and she was there laying in the bed, and I had Anthony. He was a little baby. Do you know she wanted him to get up in the bed? She had enough of life. I mean, she was going out of here. But she wanted him. She was willing for him to get up in the bed with him. That's the kind of mother I had. She was a vigilant person. Let's be vigilant in the services of God. Because your adversary, the devil, you can lay around if you want to. You can be lazy if you want to. You can just be, woe is me if you want to. But the devil is looking out for a chance to trap you. As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. That's what he is. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The other day I had a situation and I was really feeling bad. I mean, I was overwhelmed about it. I was talking to this person about it. And they let me know, you're not alone. Other people are going through these kinds of things. What a blessing that was. And when we got through, and had prayer, it was like a load lifted. Knowing that you might feel like, oh, I got this and that and the other happening. Yes, but the same afflictions are accomplished within your brethren that are in the world. So let's be encouraged. Let's fight the good fight of faith. Let's lay hold on eternal life. If we want to be successful in our Christian race, we're going to have to be willing to fight. I want us to sing the first verse of number 148.
I am fighting in the army of the Lord, and no dangers thickly round my pathway lie. I shall never faint or fear, for my Jesus is so near. I've enlisted in the service till I die. I will press the battle on till the victory is won, and I reach my crown in mansion by and by. By the grace of God I know I shall conquer every foe. I've enlisted in the service till I die.
So you see, we can't get over and say, it's time for me to just relax. We got to fight. That song says, I've enlisted in the service. How long? Till you get 40, 50 years old? You know, some people, they'll be on the job and they've been on there so long, they can retire early. You know, 50 years old, 55 or something like that. We can't, there's no retirement in this army. We have to stay there until the end. And that's when we get the crown. Yes. So let's think about what kind of battle are we fighting. Some people like to fight physically. They love to fight. Some children do. You know, they boys especially. And they might not even, they kind of fighting for fun, some of them, and some of them are angry. But what kind of battle are we fighting? Let's go to Ephesians 6 and 12. Spiritual. What does that scripture say in Ephesians 6 and 12?
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Think about it. We are fighting a spiritual battle. And today there is so much spiritual wickedness in high places. So many things going on in the world. We're fighting the spirit. Sometimes somebody might come against you and you feel like, these people don't like me and they fighting me, so to speak. But do you know who you really fighting against? You're fighting against the spirit in that person, the devil himself, coming against you. So we're fighting a spiritual warfare. Now let's go and look at Ephesians again, 6 and 10. How are we going to prepare for this warfare? How are we going to fight?
I and my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yes, keep going.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Keep reading, please, all the way to 17.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Do you know what it is? God is so good to us. He didn't leave us to fight this devil alone, but he gave us the tools to fight him with. And if you're in the army, you're not going to go there in what they call civilian clothes, right? You're going to have on what it takes to fight. I mean, God gives us that. Put on the whole armor of God. When we get sanctified, we're putting on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand. You know, some people, when they get saved, they put off getting sanctified. They just satisfied with us being saved. But we don't need to do that because we're fighting a real devil. And we need power to fight him. And we don't need just our strength. We are responsible to do work with God, resist the devil, and all these things. But we need his power to be able to fight this real devil. We need to realize it's a serious fight. It can mean our life in eternity or our death in eternity. That's how serious it is. So we need to fight. We put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand. And then it said, having done all of the stand, stand. With, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's all, you know, when you're walking. You carrying what you have to carry to other people, the gospel. Not a lot of foolishness, not a lot of other stuff, but the gospel. That's what we have to carry. And then it said, above all, take the shield of faith. When the enemy comes in like a flood, we can lift up the shield of faith. And it says, wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He's going to shoot some darts. He's going to shoot a whole lot of darts in different ways. Sometimes he works. I have other scriptures where it says, "Do not a soldier should not be encumbered." He'll try to make us so encumbered with the cares of this life, we don't have time to read, we don't have time to pray as we should, and talk about family devotion. That takes too much time. But we need to be able to fight the enemy in every way he comes against us, whether it's being encumbered like Martha was. She was so encumbered and so wanting to serve the Lord that she even had an attitude when she talked to the Lord. "Don't you care that Mary helped me?" That's not the way to talk to the Lord, is it? She wanted to give him food and make a nice table for him. And yet, look how she talked to him. She became too encumbered. Let's go and read that. That's in Luke. Somebody get it. I think it's 10 and 41. So the enemy has fiery darts in different ways. Maybe like, it may be an attitude. Maybe it's somebody talking to you in the wrong way, making you feel hurt. Many ways he has these things. And we need the shield of faith in order to lift up the faith against him that he doesn't destroy us.
And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
See, I wish you, I had told you to read just above that so you could see what she said to him.
But Martha was cumbered. Well, let's start at the 38th verse. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.
See how she said, do you not care? That would be insulting. Wouldn't it be insulting if somebody asked you something like that? But he let her know, you are cumbered about many and trouble about many things. But Mary's taken the best part. That part of sitting at the feet of Jesus. That's the best part. Getting his word. Let's take time for the Lord. The enemy fights our time. He takes our time and just involving in all kinds of things. Some people get all worked up about the political things. Yeah. Just, well, this is happening and that's happening and that person's saying this one and this is doing that. True. Let's pray about it. Yeah. Let's don't let ourselves get worked up about it. Jesus told them so many times, my kingdom is not of this world. They wanted him to come and deliver them from the Romans. But his kingdom is not of this world. It's still not of this world. So we have to live here. Let's pray for the situation, but let's not get worked up about it. We can get so cumbered about things that the enemy can take advantage of us. Let's go to Luke 21 and 34.
Take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with serpenting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
So we need to watch and pray. Jesus said that over and over. Watch. He knew that the enemy was out to get us, and we have to watch the enemy. We have to fight against him on whatever level he comes against us. Maybe for one person, it could be being encumbered. For another, it could be hurts. Many times, people hurt. Will destroy you. And we need to fight against that. As soon as you feel hurt and I feel hurt, we need to get rid of it. Because if we don't, it'll become bitterness and unforgiveness, and then many, not just you, many shall be destroyed. So whatever level that the enemy comes against us, we need to fight him with all our might. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4 and 7. What we want to do at the end of our life, we want to have a testimony like Paul and others had.
I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all those also that love his appearing.
We want to say, be able to say, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. And then he says, henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness that the Lord shall give me, and not to me only, but unto all those that love his appearing. So be encouraged. I want to leave you with these words. Don't give up, give in, or give down. Fight. Pray for me.